And John Ashcroft, our attorney general. John Ashcroft. Fucking, that guy is the most Russian of all. That guy is the most Russian and Chinese of all the, well, of his entire cabinet. I mean, that's, he's the attorney general. This is a guy who couldn't fucking get elected after he had served for 4 years in his home state. He lost the election to a dead man. Did you know that? John Ashcroft, he'd already served, and now he's running for election, lost to a guy who'd been dead for 7 weeks. The voters of his state, when faced with that choice, in the voting booth, were like, ooh, yeah, that is tough. All right. Do I go with the right-wing religious fundamentalist nut or the rotting maggot-infested corpse? God, this is truly a lesser of two evils here. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Gotta go with the corpse. Gotta go with the corpse, because that guy is fucking insane. That guy's nuts. That guy actually believes, he believes that calico cats are a sign of the devil. They're messengers, they're harbingers of the devil. Do you know that? He believes that. Your attorney general believes that black tabbies are harbingers of the devil. That's what he believes. And let's extrapolate that a little bit. That means that the attorney general actually believes in the devil. He believes in a little red guy in the big fiery fire and brimstone place that's way below us. We haven't figured it out, found where it is. I mean, it's billions and billions of light years. I think it takes 17 million years to get there, to hell or heaven. But it's somewhere down here, you know, somewhere way down here when you go straight down to it, unless, of course, the Earth is rotated, and then you have to go up and then around, and then they, you know, because Earth, hell is always there. I don't think it just rotates with the Earth. I'm not sure how that works, but they didn't have science when they wrote the Bible, so they're fucking morons anyway, so they're all guessing that it's down here. It's way below us. The Prince of Darkness got in a fight and got thrown out of heaven. And then, so that means he believes in devil guy with fucking tail with a hook in it and horns, you know, and a pitchfork. He's a little guy with a pitchfork. I'm the devil. Hey, devil, what do you got that pitchfork for? That's for, so I can do my hay work. All the hay that burns up on contact here in hell. No, all right, well, I'll tell you what it's for. My pitchfork is to give evildoers little pokes in the tuchus. That's what it's for. That's what the pitchfork's for. Ah, Hitler. Get back to gnashing your teeth. I'm the devil. Wee-hee-hee. Ha. Fucking. The devil wants your soul. When is that contest going to be over? When do they fucking calculate the souls in heaven and hell and they go, we got a winner. We got a winner. Contest is over. All right. It's absurd, man. And then he also believes, Ashcroft also believes, oh, yeah, you know, besides that other stuff, he gets anointed with cooking oil by his daddy every time he takes office, because it's in the Bible. Do you know that? And he spent, you know, instead of, like, helping to prevent September 11th with all the clear information he had, he would rather spend time and money draping with these velvet robe, what am I with the robes? Velvet curtains, draping a statue of the Lady of Justice, Lady Justice, whatever. I don't really know the name or the title. I'm like Ashcroft. All I see is that work of art, that sculpture, and I cannot think of anything but that bare breast. That's, he had it draped because the Lady Justice has a bare breast showing. You hear what I'm saying? A dirty, dirty, filthy titty. Filthy. You women should be ashamed of having those things. Fucking clothe those things. Put cloth on them. Lots of cloth. And don't stop there, man. Go get a burqa. Wear that thing too, man. Because this is, I see a lot of sex in here too. It's dirty, filthy, dirty, dirty titty. Dirty, dirty titty. And I, you know, I kind of know what he's going. I mean, I know, I can relate, because several years ago I went to Europe and, you know, I went to, I was in Florence, Italy, and I was at the Uffizi Art Gallery. It's beautiful, all this, like, you know, 16th century Italian Renaissance artwork. It's gorgeous, man, just beautiful stuff. And I like Ashcroft, you know, I went through the same thing where I just could not help myself. And I was there, and I'm like looking at all this beautiful artwork, and I fucking tore that fucking painting down and just started fucking it. Fuck that fucking painting. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck beautiful fucking erotic pornography. Because a naked woman equals porn. Fucking, I can't go to museums. I can't go to museums without fucking just dropping my pants and going, fuck, fuck. Right? I mean, yeah, right? Because it's dirty, it's filthy and erotic, a naked woman. Oh, fucking, you just want to rape it. Rape that painting, man. Rape the fuck out of that fucking statue. Because, you know, Ashcroft, you know, he's going in there at night, you know, when there's, you know, the janitors are gone, you know, and he's, like, getting in there at the fucking halls of justice and, you know, just sitting there like, Oh, he loves that cold stone titty. Oh. Lady Justice, why won't you be my wife? Won't you be my click, huh? Oh, Cleaning up. All right. Oh, man. Yeah, that guy's... But you know what? Look, it's our fault. It's our fault that Bush is in office. It is. The reason he got as many votes as he did was because basically Americans can be very stupid, greedy, and short-sighted. People actually vote in this country on one issue. What? He wants to take my gun away? I don't got to listen to anything else. Fuck it. He's out. I don't give a goddamn. You can do whatever he wants for 4 years. Just don't take my gun away. What? You're a fucking asshole and you shouldn't vote. You shouldn't have the right to vote. Well, you know, people vote and they don't inform themselves and they're willfully ignorant in this country. They don't want to know. I don't want it. Bill O'Reilly said, and that's good enough for me, you know. The reason he got as many votes is, one, because people were stupid enough not to necessarily to vote for him, but vote against the guy who was just in office, who's not even running anymore. They hated Clinton so much, they voted against Gore, and that's stupid. And then the other reason is because of the fucking tax cut. That awesome tax cut that worked out so well, didn't it?